Report, China readying push against global gun proliferation. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 27, 2022. A report by Global Times, an official Chinese Communist Party propaganda outlet, claims China is readying a focused push against global gun proliferation. The Global Times notes that China's international gun control push is part of the Firearms Protocol, which was originally introduced at the UN General Assembly in 2001. It is a push China is preparing to undertake in earnest now. China is fulfilling its domestic legal procedures to ramp up ratifying the Firearms Protocol, a key step in implementing the Global Security Initiative and maintaining international peace and stability amid the global threat of gun proliferation, said Chinese Foreign Ministry on Monday, according to the Global Times. China is using its internal gun policies as a model in the global push against firearms. The Global Times quoted Chinese State Councilor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi saying, China has become one of the safest countries in the world with the least gun-related violent crimes after years of efforts. And China's strict management of military exports and earnest fulfilling the international obligations have been widely praised by the international community. The Firearms Protocol is part of China's larger global security initiative. On April 21, 2022, Breitbart News pointed out that Chinese dictator Xi Jinping used a speech at the Boao Forum for Asia to urge the world to join the global security initiative to oppose the pursuit of one's own security at the cost of others' security. China's Xinhua News Agency noted Xi used the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine as an example of the kind of conflict that emerges from the continued existence of an incorrect Cold War mentality. Xi did not personally condemn Russian strongman Vladimir Putin for having such a mentality, but he did make clear that the objective of the Global Security Initiative would be in part to prevent such conflicts. Xi said, "In today's world, unilateralism and excessive pursuit of self-interest are doomed to fail. So are the practices of decoupling, supply disruption and maximum pressure. So are the attempts to forge small circles or to stoke conflict and confrontation along ideological lines." On September 24, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the People's Republic of China noted, State Councilor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi announced when addressing the general debate of the 77th session of the United Nations General Assembly that China has decided to launch its domestic procedure to ratify the UN's Firearms Protocol. This is an important step taken by China to actively implement the Global Security Initiative and uphold international and regional peace and stability. It embodies China's determination to support multilateralism and build a community with a shared future for mankind. China is fulfilling the domestic legal procedure in accordance with relevant provisions and will endeavor to ratify the protocol at an early date. The University of Sydney's gunpolicy.org categorizes China's internal gun policies as restrictive, noting, in China, no civilian, private ownership prohibited, government. Issued firearms are allocated to those in genuine need, may lawfully acquire, possess or transfer a firearm or ammunition. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.